Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Hope it's going well. Looks pretty solid outside.
Gonna be a good weekend.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Are you saying that because you're about to be out on a boat?
I can confirm that.
Okay. Yeah, I was like,
ain't gonna be like Aruba though.
Yeah,
all that wind.
Yeah, is it gonna be windy? Is that gonna be the issue here?
All right. Here's what we're gonna do. If you weren't listening, I mentioned that that Aruba is not my primary.
He's not a fan of Aruba at all.
No, it's a gorgeous place.
Everybody else, when they hear Aruba, they think, oh, ooh, nice vacation. Yeah. His first thing was, I don't know, it's a little windy.
No, it's a nice vacation.
we brought up show like, oh, yeah, show is Aruba. Yeah. The first thing you thought, was, oh, it's windy there.
Yeah, no,
okay. I wouldn't go there.
Did I say it like that?
Yes.
Did I say it like that?
That's what it sounded like.
I wouldn't go there.
Aruba is a nice spot. It's a gorgeous place, all that. What I said... And I'm leading something here, and we'll get right to it.
If you say so.
It's extremely windy in Aruba. It really is. And I probably wouldn't go back because of that. It's on the trade winds. It's always blowing. Sometimes it blows harder than others, but it's really.
And he said this after we say, oh, Ron is vacationing in Aruba.
I hope he has a fantastic
My
time.
First thought was, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope he has a great time. Here's what we're going to do. Don't give him any tips. Just say, how was it over there? How was the weather?
Okay.
I'll bet you he's going to bring it up.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's the way that we'll test this. And I really and truly hope that he goes, oh, man, it was beautiful, so that you can feel
well, it is beautiful.
The weather was nice.
No. You were saying that the first thing out of his mouth is,
no,
man, it was
that.
So damn windy out there.
No, I did not say that.
I almost blew over.
And then we got to ask him, would you go back?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But you're going to lose this. I hope you know this.
Am I?
Yes. Yes, you are.
There's no way in hell Ron coming in. Man, you know what?
No.
That's probably about 6 on the list.
No, he's going to say it was gorgeous. We had a great time, hopefully, anyway. And I'll bet you at some point he's like, man, kind of windy. Or we'll ask him about the weather, too.
Okay.
If he doesn't say that, yeah.
All right. Enough weather talk in this moment. But how about a little bit of offensive line talk here, especially since apparently some publications are knocking the entire Texans offensive ranking down in the bottom half of the league because of the offense.
Baby.
That's unbelievable. But Titus Howard, who it seems very clearly is your new right guard on this team. I mean, he's lined up almost exclusively there in OTAs. And he looks bigger as discussed by Ron and Clint when they were out there at OTAs. And he confirmed it himself on his Twitch. Apparently he went live on Twitch yesterday and was talking to fans. And some of the kind of takeaways, I was like, I wonder if this show is some level of proof of, you know, what we've been looking for a long time last year, and then what D'Amico has talked about in a mindset change that he feels is palpable with that offensive line. And within that, when Titus was on this this live stream, some of the things he talked about on his Twitch, talked about adding muscle during the offseason. So that's a confirmation that he is – he is making himself into a bigger dude, which makes sense, right? You play on as a tackle. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to move a little bit more. You move into guard. You're playing in here with these big boys. There's not as much of the movement. You got to just be able to be strong and play in that phone booth, and you want to have that strength. And it seems like, boom, that falls in line with what has kind of been, you know, observed and what is reasonable to think in that moment.
Right.
On top of that, he said that he appreciates being valuable on the line. And he went further talking about how Cole Popovich is a dog and that we'll see improvements this year and that he's enjoying this new Nick Haley scheme much better. Those are some of the quick highlights that were talked about. In addition to, and this was the thing that really got me, he also said that he didn't like being moved around a lot before he knew how valuable he was to the team.
Yeah.
And if you'll remember, I mean, December of 2024, I mean, not more than 6 months ago, when the Texans had Titus have to play left guard for you, his response to that and talking about that, he said, I'm a tackle, but if I can play guard and help us win, I'm going to do that. He still viewed himself as a guard. So he talks about, like, I feel valuable and I, you know, moving around. I didn't like moving around until I learned how valuable. That still feels like a dude who's like, don't really like moving around. But now he is very much in that space where he's like, you know, I'm guard, basically.
No, he would he say that again? I don't think so. I think he feels
about the I'm a tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like his eyes have been opened and it has nothing to do with money. He's gotten paid.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of, like, guys want to be able to fit and excel and get the next contract eventually. Especially on the offensive line where you can play for a long time. So I'm feeling this as a real testament and commentary on, again, I've always hesitated to bash on it, but it just seems so obvious now, what they were doing in the past.
Correct.
Like, what they were doing in the past, it's like he didn't like guard then for a number of reasons, and he thought of himself as a tackle. And I think the biggest reason, you pointed to it, you said, well, you know, at guard it stands to reason you're going to be bigger, you're going to be in that phone booth, you're going to be, you know, more power, but not really in Slowick's offense, not as much in Slowick's offense. They want those guards to, you know, to be able to move and get to the second level and all that. But in this offense, see, I think it's a
commentary. Whatever this offense is.
Well, we know what it is now. I mean, we're not even going to discuss that anymore, are we? I mean, we're going to discuss it. Like, it's a power gap scheme.
It does seem like that's the case.
I mean, in my mind, it's not even a question anymore. I'll put it that way.
It really does
way.
Seem like that's the case. From the A32, they said they saw Titus at Cosmic Air. I'm not sure exactly what that is. I'm going to be completely honest. On Saturday. They said they're 6'5", 315. He made them feel tiny. Dude is a giant.
Yeah.
And I just looked at it. He was listed at least last season, 6'5", 322. And if you feel tiny at 6'5", 315, and we've had guys out there at practice saying he is noticeably bigger, what are we guessing? 330, 335?
Yeah, at least 330.
And 340. And he always been a big guy,
big
too.
Big dude. And now he's bigger. I look at this as, like, he loves what they're doing now. It fits him better. And, you know, adding all this muscle and size over the offseason, I think he's buying in. I think he's buying in. Like, you know what? I can make a long career right here.
But isn't he now, in some ways, the Laramie Tunsil of this group, in that, like, he seems like he's the leader in this group, right? Like, he seems like he is at least situated to possibly be a leader in this group.
I'll go with that. Situated. I don't know, who's who up there. Cam Robinson would be the most other one, most obvious other one.
Right. Or maybe you go Trent Brown. I mean, he is a veteran guy, but I don't know what his play is going to be.
He might take on this leadership role this year.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying the second way you put it, in line to become that, I would agree with. But I think he's comfortable, and I think it fits him. And, Popovich, that's another sort of indicator of how things were last year, and it wasn't great. Popovich seems to have the support of the players, and there was always this, was it Aaron Wilson had the report? Popovich was the guy that kind of, like, put his arm around the guys figuratively and said, hey, this is what we want to teach you. But then, Strasser was like, no, or whatever, because the system didn't fit. The style didn't fit. The technique is something that I've mentioned a lot. I think the technique of how they're blocking is going to be vastly different. And I think Titus Howard feels that and sees it.
Right. And I mean, it's confirmed by what he said to his Twitch stream. And from the A32, thank you for clarifying. Cosmic Air is an indoor playground for kids. And don't you love that I don't know that as a 33-year-old single man? Like, aren't you happy that I did not know that off the top of my head?
I had no clue either.
I'm glad. There we go. But When you look at it, like, you talked about this being a gap scheme, I think that we're getting pretty good confirmation as we put the dots together. And I imagine, there's people that have been in this place already. But Brett Coleman, who does, you know, writes about football, mm-hmm. creator of the Film Room, he was talking about it. You know, Nick Caley, and one of the things that he understands is that McVay brought in Caley to help, you know, from the Patriots, because remember he was the tight ends coach mm-hmm. there, came in as, you know, a tight ends coach, or no, run game coordinator there in
New England?
In L.A. with the Rams.
Oh, I know he pass game coordinator.
Pass game, rather.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And apparently he was brought in to help move the Rams from where they were with Gurley era, doing mm-hmm. kind of more zone running, into a gap scheme that they started doing a little bit more, especially seeing, Kyren Williams, right? Seeing him mm-hmm. excel more in that gap scheme, which that's what he knows. And that probably points to that. I mean, if that, we're talking about that with the Rams as well, where we're like, hey, you know, Rams also have these different styles. If that was the idea, he's here to help them transition. The idea is not just that, you know, he can do that, but this, he's maybe being viewed as some level of expert in gap scheme type situations. And if you have a level of expertise, that feels like something that you would bring to the table. On top of the idea of gap scheme is more for these bigger, stronger guys, which we talked about with this offensive line.
Yeah.
It didn't really feel like your guys fit your scheme. If you're talking about fitting the scheme, here are just some of the guys. We talked about Tytus Howard and the size that mm-hmm. he has been added. Some of the guys that we're seeing at least consistently. Cam Robinson is a 6'6", 335 tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Lakin Tomlinson, who has been the dude who we've seen more frequently at left guard. Not saying that he's definitely going to be that guy. Of course, yeah. they've talked about moving guys around. Lakin Tomlinson, 6'3", 323 as a relatively bigger guy. And then we talked about how, you know, Tytus was listed at 322 with his 6'5 frame, and he's already kind of looked bigger and built up more. It feels like they are really situating both the, you know, the talent that they have, but then also Nick Caley with the scheme that he's bringing in with, it seems like an expertise that he has for that gap scheme type situation.
And you're not even mentioning the draft pick. Monster.
Yeah, with Ariante Ursary. That's true.
You know, and that's why, when I was kind of laughing when Nick Caserio was on with the guys and said, No, we never really draft for need. Well, you kind of did, because it also is a tell on the offense, because they have these big guys. And I think as far as Caley and what Brett Coleman was talking about, no, I definitely feel not only, you know, because we talk about the pass game and all that, and he's going to lean so heavily on Gerard Johnson. I think he's going to lean heavily on Gerard Johnson because he's bringing in exactly what he was supposed to do for the Rams.
The run game.
Yeah, just the run game, the power, the scheme.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like all of this leads to a situation where the offensive line and the mindset that it feels like we could see viscerally mm-hmm. while watching these games is changing, because one thing I know for certain is if you task dudes with doing things that they can't do, frustration is inevitably going to be
or not there. Total buy-in.
If you task things with doing things that they're – task dudes, rather, with doing things that they're built to do,
mm-hmm.
you give yourself a better opportunity for them to latch on and feel good about it. And it feels like maybe I'm stretching too far, but this kind of Tytus Howard in his free time, of his volition, mm-hmm. talking to people directly in a Twitch situation,
yeah.
kind of talking about, one, you know, the ways that he feels valued, because that doesn't just speak to Caley, but I imagine mm-hmm. that is in part because of Caley. That speaks to the ways that D'Amico Ryans has managed this, the way that obviously I think Nick Caserio just as a whole has managed this, if you can give him credit for that as well. But I think that also speaks to like the system that they have there and looking at it. And I imagine if you're being explained to, hey, this is why we're doing things, this is what we want you to do, and you go, it makes sense and it feels like something I can go dominate, I think that that's going to change the mentality for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like he has an opportunity to be the kind of point person that helps to change for the entirety of the offensive line.
How did D'Amico put it in when he was talking about the mentality of the offensive line? Was it vastly? No, it wasn't vastly different. It was like just so obvious is what he was saying. The difference between the offensive line.
Drastically changed.
That's it. Drastically changed.
Drastically changed, if I can read my own chicken scratch.
Yeah, drastically changed. That says a lot. And that's not just, you know, their play, because the play improves, and it's just been OTAs. The play improves when there is that buy-in and you got the right guys for that system.
Yeah, and so, I mean, this is where I will look up and I go, okay, I see what you guys, at least the mm-hmm. type of guys that you brought in the offensive line. I still think, hey, man, I would love to see a level of talent that's different here, right? You can't tell me that Kevin Zeitler would not have been a fit for this, a dude mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly the height. Oh, 6'4", 340. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't tell me that size does not fit in with what we're talking about here. However, I can see at least the thought process. I could kind of follow in line with the line of what we're talking about here. And I could see the pathway in the same way we were talking about with game one of the NBA Finals where, okay, I'm seeing the door open and the path to get the victory.
You may not have a lot of confidence, and clearly outsiders don't, but you could see where it would get.
I could see the path to having not just an offensive line that is passable, but an offensive line that could actually have a little edge to it, which is something that people were clamoring for. And so I feel great about that. And then also, in a way, this could be a rehabilitation opportunity for Dameon Pierce as well, right? Because that's one of the things we talked about with running back core, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that if they unlock Dameon Pierce.
Because year one, Dameon Pierce was a menace.
He got some work done, that's for darn sure. And then it just completely fell off. And he fell out of their graces as well. And it couldn't have been just Bobby Slowick, you know, that didn't want to play.
You sure? The way that Bobby Slowick said, like, with, well, of course, this is afterwards, highway, hindsight. Maybe it could have, but I just like the idea of not just DP as a running back too, but DP as a tandem back.
As just,
right? Because if you get year one Dameon Pierce along with Joe Mixon, that causes some real problems.
That said, they did bring in Woody Marks. So, you know, they're going to try to find that tandem or that backup one way or another.
Yeah. So I just found that interesting. And maybe I'm extrapolating a lot from a dude who got on Twitch on a Thursday night. But it really does feel like...
You was actually on there?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't.
Okay.
I was trying to do a lot of things on
Thursday
night. I was
about to say, you be watching the Twitch?
I didn't know he had a Twitch, but you know who's about to subscribe to that mug just in case he pops on there and starts talking again? Your boy.
Now, was he on there just talking or was he playing a game?
I don't know for certain.
Because I know he a gamer.
I didn't get a chance to actually watch it, unfortunately. But thankfully, somebody was watching and decided, hey, Texas Nation, I want you to know what I heard on there. So shout out to Titus Howard for one, like, I think finding a level of growth within himself. And I know that sounds kind of paternalistic to say it that way, but just the idea that he was like, I didn't really like being moved around, but I now better understand how they value me and what it means to the team. And so I'm willing to do that and I feel comfortable doing that. Like that kind of idea. I love that for him and I love that for that level of growth for what that could mean for the entirety of the offensive line, what was clearly a weakness of this Texas team last year that they're trying to turn into some level of strength. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about that time where we do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Man, what a finish last night, huh?
Yeah.
What a finish, Figgy.
Yeah, did you see it?
Ooh, man. Well, I saw it, but here's my confession.
Mm-hmm.
So every Thursday, go to my oldest son's house, and he cooks a delicious dinner. He's a fantastic cook. We've talked about that. So watching the game, got close all of a sudden. Got real interesting there at the end.
Yeah.
I'm all in. I'm like, is this going to happen again? Well, then my granddaughter.
Oh, he blaming this on the baby.
Yeah.
Look, unbelievable.
Dude.
Have some shame.
And I got questions, too.
Dude,
man.
She snuggled up right
Have next some to shame. Mm.
She put her head on my shoulder.
Unbelievable.
And she said, well, I'm not going to say what show, but she wanted me to watch something with her.
You afraid of the show?
No, you're going to hear it. So she asked very nicely. So, of course, I agreed. I mean, it's my granddaughter. She had her head on my shoulder, and she was snuggled up nicely to me. So while Tyrese Halliburton was doing it again, I missed it. This is what I was watching.
Do this, and a bus will come out. A bus! Good job! Can you say beep, beep? Say beep, beep, and maybe the bus will beep. Beep, 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 beep. The bus beeped.
So
that's some good television.
Let's sing the wheels on the bus together.
And then we sang.
The wheels on the bus?
Of course. I was doing the hand gestures and everything.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
I just want to see how long he wants to do this.
I can do the whole song.
Oh, okay.
I got it by heart.
All right, yeah.
I got it by heart as a as a brag about a nursery rhyme. It's hilarious.
Because I forgot it, and now I'm reminded of it.
Okay, very good.
I can go all the way.
I know this song by heart.
I can go all the way to my
I know all the lyrics on this one.
Hey, I know your karaoke song coming up.
I can go
Itsy Bitsy Spider, bro. I know all the words to that one, dog. I got him, man.
So I can go all the way to Mama on the bus. I can go to Daddy on the bus. I can go to Driver on
the bus. Don't even get me started with Baby Shark, dog. I got that one. All the way down.
So here's the thing. The confession is,
how dare you blame your child?
I actually,
or your grandchild.
I actually missed. I mean, obviously, I circled back, but I actually missed the final shot, and I think I would do it again.
Look at this guy being a good grandfather. What a dork.
But my thing is, I feel like you're the grandfather because you're heavy in the sports, right?
Yeah, I think.
I feel like at that moment, you would have been like, man, baby, wait. Watch this.
No, she likes it. Like, she always says, watch basketball? Watch basketball?
At that point, when the game is that close, you be like, hold on, wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you got to watch this one.
Yeah, most of us been like, give me 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And we will watch this after.
I feel like that's law, man. You setting the standard for, because you don't want her doing that when there's a Houston Texans game going on.
It's right here.
No.
It's right here. She got her around his finger.
You got to be like sports first.
Yeah, Reggie's right, though. I mean, that's what it is. Like, she'll watch basketball, but she doesn't get the concept of, like, a last-second shot. Oh, they made a 15-point comeback, all that stuff.
You're supposed to teach her that.
I will.
He said eventually.
And also,
ain't about to teach her.
And also, I know for a fact the vast majority of parents out there listening, 713-572-4610, can speak to the power of Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel is a monster. She's how many followers does she have? You have the YouTube in front of you?
I don't. It's a lot.
It's millions.
Nah, it's a lot.
It's
man.
Millions that Miss Rachel has.
Like, if she decided to, like, you know, have an I don't know, some level of coup or what have you, the army of children would be unbelievable.
It would be 15.1 million subscribers on her YouTube channel. So when granddaughter asks, you watch it.
Would you let your daughter watch Pee Wee Herman? My granddaughter. I
wouldn't pick it.
I just thought about it because I think he got a documentary.
Oh yeah, he does.
Just popped up on HBO Max.
Somebody said Miss Rachel is the worst. Yes, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you don't like Miss Rachel?
No, I love Miss Rachel for what she can do, and she keeps these kids educated and at a very early age and all
but,
this other
but
stuff.
But you're like, compared to what you want to put on a TV.
Oh, one is more than enough to watch. Not 17. not 17.
I'll be happy that's not Cocomelon. Cocomelon might be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Watch Miss Rachel. Go home tonight and watch Miss Rachel.
That's also a great point from the 832. It was almost 10:30. What time is she supposed to be in bed?
Exactly. It was 10:08.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, Miss Rachel? No, you're supposed to be asleep.
No, it was
basketball and go to sleep.
I would have been like, it's basketball time.
No, it was a solid question. She had already taken her bath and her pajamas, and that's part of the reason she did that. I was brushing her hair. I always brush her hair on Thursdays, et cetera. But she had slept late or whatever, took a long nap, whatever it was. No, that's a valid question, but it was 10:08.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she went to bed.
From the 281, I'll be the one to tell you, good job, John. That's how you be a good granddad. These dudes don't have kids. I said that he was being a good granddad. I was just making fun of him.
I was just saying sports come first in my house. If I have kids,
maybe not your house.
That's a religion, man. I don't know what state y'all stay in, but sports is a religion
what
here.
What states y'all stay in?
Yeah, I thought Texas was a state of sports.
Faith, family, like football, religion. Baby. What are we talking about? Yeah.
Not faith, family, and Miss Rachel.
Okay, I say again, Miss Rachel.
Lopez is about to miss a bunch of games this year, man, because his granddaughter want to watch Miss Rachel.
She's going to have him around, wrapped around.
He's going to miss a bunch of good games, man. Disappointed, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So last night, I think I saw the greatest thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
I think I did.
The greatest.
The greatest thing that I ever seen in my life.
Okay.
And it wasn't Tyrese Halliburton hitting that shot, or really even the Pacers all together finding a way to come back in that game. It is the innovation of a lifetime.
And that is?
And it is, I saw this man on a video eating himself a burrito. And he wanted to add a little bit of sauce to his burrito. So he took out a spray bottle filled with hot sauce and sprayed it onto his burrito. And I was like, this man is a genius.
Because it covers the whole.
Give him a Nobel Award.
I never thought about that. Damn, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the most brilliant advances in technology are the ones that you're like, it's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's, I would have never gotten there.
Yeah.
I would have never thought. Take the hot sauce and put it in a spray bottle because you get just enough for the flavor without having too much. It's not dripping all over stuff. It's not soaking
things
up.
Just one part.
Exactly. Yeah. Just all covers it. I was like, this man is a genius. And I whatever governing or sanctioning body on food technology advancement, they need to find this man and give him the appropriate award, probably some grants. Something to
some
that effect.
Grants,
I don't know, right? I don't know. Is he going to be a part of the MacArthur grant? Can we call him a genius? This guy did something so special that is going to change my life and I imagine the life of our listeners all the way across the world.
The sauce to whatever, in this case, burrito ratio or tacos, that's like the most key thing of the whole experience. Like how you do the ratio.
Yes.
To spray it, I'm not going to argue. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Although, literally a friend of mine, as we were talking about this last night, because yes, I did start proselytizing and teaching other people about the ways of the spray bottle hot sauce, was like, man, that'd be terrible in your eyes. And I was like, yeah, you mean pepper spray? I was like, how did we not get there? But apparently Brandon on the YouTube said he saw someone use pepper spray on their food to see if it worked, and then it cleared the whole
Lord.
Room.
Oh, God.
Cleared the whole room. And
Lord,
have
mercy.
Use that pepper spray improperly. It'll mess with you.
Hey, just warm up some fish in the microwave at work, man. If you want to clear out everybody, don't do that.
Yeah, but the fish won't have your eyes watering. That's the problem there. But yes, put your hot sauce in a spray bottle, baby. We are in the year of our Lord 2025.
Yeah. And that texter said, Miss Rachel is the worst, said, we responded again. I only know that because I've watched almost every episode.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So I love good nicknames. So I'm totally fine with, especially NBA players, just athletes with a good nickname, especially when it comes on social media, where people on social media just give somebody a nickname. However, I'm a little uncomfortable with the nickname they given Tyler Halliburton. So they calling this dude, and they keep photoshopping his face on. Halliban.
Yeah.
I keep seeing Halliban strikes again. I don't know how I feel about this one. I'm very uncomfortable with that nickname, man.
If I can interject a slight a confession within your confession, kind of looks like the Photoshop.
What is wrong with you?
Look at that picture, Figgy.
I saw the picture.
Dang close.
I see the picture. So the picture they're photoshopping Tyrese Halliburton on is Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
And so they keep saying every time, you know, he's been coming up clutch all postseason, and they keep saying the Halliban strikes again. It's a line.
Oh, for sure.
I think that's crossing the line a little too much, man. And I love some dark humor on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I can roll with the Halliban.
You're not wrong. All I said is an observation. Look at the picture. Look at the picture. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yes, people are good at Photoshop, Lopez. I feel like that's the part that I will agree with, but I'm not. Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable to the point where, like, I might see it and I might chuckle, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
More, you won't find me.
Would you repost it?
I will not be trafficking.
I didn't repost anything.
Yeah.
There's a question about that.
Yeah, and it was even worse, even with the last season against the Knicks.
Yeah.
So they was throwing all the 9/11 stuff in there. So I was just like, man, this is very uncomfortable, man. If I was Tyrese, I would be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, yo, don't put me in the same sentence as that dude, man.
Yeah, that's not where you want to be. Yeah. But he did do it again. I just don't want to say that it was that thing. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah. Alabama strikes again.
He's very clutch. He is very, very clutch. All right. There you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciation to the Men's Clinic for bringing us that. Somebody said, man, I thought it was a crossover with Caliban from the X-Men. I keep thinking that because maybe that'll make it feel a little
better. I would have thought that too, but they showed the picture of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
A photoshop with Tyrese.
So. You got to do whatever you got to do to try and make some things shake if you need to. But yeah, that was wild. But coming up next in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, let's talk a little bit about a former Texan here. His name is DeAndre Hopkins, and he does not necessarily believe that he has the resume to make it into this particular honor. Do you think that he is right? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next. Hello? Hey, Funky Friday, baby. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Is DeAndre Hopkins right about whether or not he deserves this particular accolade? DeAndre Hopkins was on a podcast recently, and obviously, long-time Houston Texan. He's bounced around a little bit. Now is a Baltimore Raven, and honestly, I'm super excited to see what he can do there. Felt like he was utilized to some degree with the Chiefs, but mm-hmm. I think that this will be a really interesting circumstance for him with the Ravens, with Lamar Jackson. I think the way that they've built their wide receiving core is kind of nice. Like, Zay Flowers, obviously a dude who can really get yards after catch. You know, Rashad Bateman has become a little bit more sure-handed and being a consistent there. Isaiah Likely has been a really nice athletic player, while also Mark Andrews, who, mind you, in an interesting place. People are thinking about the possibility of him being, like, traded or something away there.
Of course, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, as he's
yeah. Especially at the last year.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
The age starting to show for him a little bit to some degree.
No,
but then
it's going to be rough for him.
you get DeAndre Hopkins in there, I'm like, oh, man, you add, like, a dude who always it feels like he's always open. Like, that has always been the MO of his game. Like, even as he, you know, ages to some degree, he's still able to be that guy. I mean, immediately, was that when he signed with the Chiefs where he went deep on, like, it was like in triple cover, still came down with the ball? Like, he's that. Still that guy to some degree. This was him talking on a podcast about whether or not he believes that he would be he should be in the Houston Texans Ring of Honor.
Hey, I didn't say it, but you know, I'm not gonna say I don't think about that as well. You know, I am human, mm-hmm. of course. You know, I love Houston. I still live here. My family live here. So, you know, of course that would be cool, man, you know, just to be in the Houston Ring of Honor one day. Even though I only played, what, 7 years here?
Yeah, but those seven years.
That's short, man. That's not a long time to be on a team, man.
That was seven years. Let's put it this way.
I don't know, man. You know, now I think about it. Do I deserve to be in the Ring of Honor?
Does he deserve to be in the Ring of Honor? Where, I mean, this is still a relatively young franchise. The Ring of Honors are really interesting because some teams kind of establish their own benchmarks for who gets in, right? You have some teams that'll have it's just an opportunity to celebrate everybody. Let's get guys in here, and you'll have teams where, I mean, like the Dallas Cowboys, where they one of the best coaches in their history outside of like Tom Landry had to wait, you know, forever in order to get in there. You have how many guys in the Ring of Honor currently?
What is it? Three? Is it Bob McNair, Andre Johnson, and JJ?
And those guys, I mean, like, just completely undeniable. All of them, like, staples of what this team has been. Do you agree with DeAndre Hopkins that he's not that you're not sure or he's not sure if he should be in the Ring of Honor?
I do, and you know, by what he did on the field, he deserves to be up there, right? 7 years is, he said, it's not that long. It's long enough.
In a football career, that's wild. And I understand you could say that when you're a dude who's played how many years? What is it now?
11 now, 10? 11?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Kind of wild to think about it. It's been that long. I came into the league in 2013, if that'd make you feel just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit older.
So I think he, like, hey, as a football player, if this was a football-only kind of thing, and it's not, by the way.
13 years, by the way.
Ooh, yeah. God, that's more than I thought. He probably
12 years, sorry.
He probably deserves to be up there. Keep in mind, you know, when DeAndre Hopkins left, it was very much a, boy, Bill O'Brien hates him, Jack Easterby hates him. You know, it was a personality clash, et cetera. But let's remember this, and I don't know this for a fact. I don't think the organization from the top down was all that crazy about some of the stuff, you know, they were seeing from DeAndre Hopkins. And if you don't think that's a factor in the Ring of Honor, It's absolutely a factor in the Ring of Honor, because who makes the ultimate decision on that? The ownership.
Yeah, that's an ownership call.
And so that's why I think on the field deserves it. I also would bet that he probably will never.
Really?
Yeah, will never.
See, I'm kind of curious too, because how do y'all feel about him possibly as maybe a Hall of Famer? I ain't saying first ballot, second ballot. Do you think it's a possibility?
Too many receivers. And I'm not down. Look, you know how. Yeah.
No, I'm just curious because
too many receivers with a lot more, as you guys like to say, bona fides.
Yeah. No, you know? I'm just kind of curious if it was a point. Let's say he got in like just off the skin of his teeth.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like the Houston Texans will probably have to reach out to him to get him in the Ring of Honor?
Boy, they would, wouldn't
because
they?
Because that's a great
pick. Yeah, wouldn't they?
It would look kind of weird having a Hall of Famer that played for your team and his glory days was on your team, but he's not in your Ring of Honor.
Yeah, that's actually a great way of looking at it. And what's tough is I think this actually brings up a question that I've had to some degree when it comes to the Hall of Fame and wide receivers getting in, because I think that we might be actively or might have to shift the ways that we look at wide receivers getting into the Hall of Fame, seeing as one, there's just kind of more of them. Just think of it. We went from typically having two wide receiver sets to frequently having three wide receiver sets, maybe four wide receiver sets at times, where you just have more of them and a lot of them playing in a more pass happy game, you know, playing and getting some of the stats. So I feel like some of that, I do wonder what exactly the shift is, but it does feel like we need to be actively or in the future shifting kind of the parameters of what it takes for a wide receiver to enter the Hall of Fame. But even with that being said, you look at DeAndre Hopkins, 5-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro.
Yeah.
And those are the accolades.
Yeah, those are the accolades. That you,
and
those are solid.
Those are solid.
Hey,
you are all in on this Carrington Harrison.
Hey, that's more than Mike Evans.
He's all in on turning the knife.
You're all in on that. Carrington Harrison really put you in a place there, didn't
he? I can't believe he said that, man. I can't unsee it.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, you have how many? 7,000-yard seasons out of 12 years in his career. As we mentioned, the 3 All-Pros. Like, it feels like it's borderline, and that feels kind of sacrilegious. And maybe some of that is because you end up sending him, because he goes to Arizona, because he ends up in Tennessee, and he's not in play in a situation where he can, you know, ever really find a good, you know, good situation to play with. But I do think that he probably should be in the Ring of Honor. Like, this is still, like, he's still one of those names that's really big and looms large. And I understand what you were saying about, like, ownership and being the ultimate decider. And you're right about that. Like, they set the tone for this. But don't you think that the ownership and the organization has shifted their mentality since that time that you were talking
about?
No,
that's a factor. And they have. It's going to be just very interesting to me. Except personally, I would say that he wouldn't be. He deserves to be in, and obviously, I hope I'm wrong. I don't know if they feel all that good about just how things ended here, and it wasn't just Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby and all that. I just it's curious. He wasn't ever really looked at in that organization the same way, well, I mean, who would, as an Andre Johnson or even other players at other positions.
And that was the question that I was going to come to, because at this point, and the no-brainers that you've put in, and J.J. Watt and Andre Johnson, do you think that they in some ways kind of skew what the standard should be or has to be or what have you, because both of them are such like incredible, exemplary dudes on top of being incredible and insane players, to where the standard might be kind of high?
I don't think they've skewed the standard. I think they've revealed the standard. I think that's what the Texans' standard is. It's not just – I mean, Arian Foster's going to have a hard time. Arian Foster's going to have a
getting
hard time.
Getting in the Ring of Honor?
Yeah, because he's just kind of that offbeat kind of never – you know, he criticized the – not criticized, but he was never really embraced the way other players were. And I'm not saying – I mean, it's their Ring of Honor. Do what the hell you want, you know, but I don't – I think it's not skewing any qualifiers or qualifications you need to be on the Ring of Honor. I think it's just revealing this is what they do. This is their standard and how they do it.
Oh, well, this is the easy one, Corey, on the YouTube page. If D-Hop did make it to the Hall of Fame, what team would he go in under? Clearly the Texans. 100% clearly under the Texans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, in fact, if
that was his glory days.
Exactly. His strongest.
And he still has some good. He has some good moments in Arizona. I think the first year for sure he had a good year.
Correct.
But after that, that's when the fall down started going.
Somebody said if Arian isn't in, Hop shouldn't be in either. Okay, so like I thought that this might be a little bit more clear. I'm interested because you're talking about kind of the dynamic team dynamics there. Mm-hmm. And I would lean on you, especially being somebody who's covered this team, especially all during that time in a very particular way. Do you think that DeAndre Hopkins kind of is factoring that in? I want to play for you again what he said, what brought up this conversation in general on him making the Ring of Honor, because the reason that he threw up there, as we mentioned, is one that feels a little so-so. Can you kind of hear it in his voice that you think that he might have the same thought that you did?
I say it, but you know, I'm not going to say I don't think about that as well. You know, I am human, of course. You know, I love Houston. I still live here. My family live here. So, you know, of course, that would be cool, man, you know, just to be in the Houston Ring of Honor one day. Even though I only played, what, 7 years here?
Yeah, but those seven years.
That's short, man. That's not a long time to be on a team, man.
Seven years. Let's put it this way.
I don't know, man. You know, now I think about it. Do I deserve to be in the Ring of Honor?
I think it's complicated. You know, it's a complicated case with DeAndre Hopkins. Like you said, you could almost state a Hall of Fame case, almost. Which would, you know, kind of indicate that he would deserve to be in the Ring of Honor here. But I think there's a lot of mitigating factors here.
And speaking of the Hall of Fame case, I always like looking at the Pro Football Reference Hall of Fame monitor, where they kind of just look at some of these things. Mm-hmm. And they tried to put together something that is like comprehensive to give you a general idea of who might make the Hall of Fame, just boil it down to a single score. And of course, that is not by any means an exact science. But DeAndre Hopkins, his Hall of Fame monitor score is a 77.2, which is just above Cliff Branch, who is in the Hall of Fame, but below like an Anquan Boldin, who is not in the Hall of Fame. And I don't know, like he's kind of been on the borderline below Harold Jackson, who is not in the Hall of Fame. And then right around there, when you talk about Hall of Fame monitor scores, Devontae Adams, who, how do you feel about his chances of making the Hall of Fame? He's not, obviously he's still active. Hines Ward just below that with the 76 in change as well, right? Like, so it does feel like he is kind of on that borderline, which you would think one would obviously, if he does make it in, would make it a little difficult. But then two, you'd imagine that would give the Texans an opportunity to really have to think on this.
Yeah. Hey, look, I think it's a great discussion and it'll be very revealing, you know, just how much the Texans at the top have changed. Texter brought up a great organization. They had Arian lead out the team this year. In a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was a good indicator because he had disassociated himself. That's the one difference. He extracted himself.
Yeah.
It wasn't them.
I think he kind of came back once D'Amico got here.
Right.
He started being,
right,
I don't want to say involved, but he was more seen at the games and stuff like that.
No.
I do think it's up to the organization if they want to reach out to, because we all talked about the Aaron Rodgers thing where he said, they will have to reach out to me and not me reach out to them type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's up to the organization if they want to go that route and stuff. It's attitudes and all that stuff can change after somebody's retired.
And that's why I'm trying to be fair here.
So if DeAndre Hopkins retire and a couple years go by,
mend the fences.
Yeah, y'all talk it out or whatever it is. I do think it's up to the Texans to actually reach out to him and say, you know what, let's do this.
All right, before we put a fork in this one. Are there any guys, because again, it feels like what you're talking about, a relatively high standard, and of course, you feel like this, I'm not trying to warp your words or anything, you're pointing to the idea of like some of the behind the scenes possible feelings or what have you playing the part that would keep him out. But
there are some scars.
If we're trying to find where is kind of the line, who are the guys, who are the other guys that you would consider putting in the Texans Ring of Honor? Like someone talked about J-Jo, like Cushing are some names that obviously like beloved guys, but how do you view them when we start talking about Ring of Honor type guys?
I think Arian.
Arian is the only other one that you look at.
That should be the next one to go in. Yeah. I've been saying that for a little bit now.
Yeah.
That should be the next one. I think J-Jo should probably eventually, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Arian should be in there, man.
Yeah, he would be the one candidate that I would absolutely put up there. Arguably the best at what he did for a good stretch.
And remember, this is not like a Hall of Fame type
thing. No, it's up to the team. So,
because I know you got Andre and JJ in there, and they are Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about people that had a really a good run with the team, man, that made a big impact like that.
And one of the things, just to finish this off, I think when in the Hall of Honor, you want to be able to look up and have good feelings about various times in the in the period of the lifespan of a team. And I feel like DeAndre Hopkins absolutely feels like that dude.
Yeah.
Like, he is one of those dudes you talk about.
You could come up with a bunch of moments from DeAndre Hopkins. 100%.
Mm. Yeah. 100%. Owen Daniels, the name that comes in on the text line. Yeah.
A candidate.
I think that that'd be an interesting one as well. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we were talking about you good with it list. Like, there's various lists that are coming out this time of year. Seeing where the Texans fall. Are you good with these ones? Because the first two were absolutely no, not good with them. Let's see if the lists get any better next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.